from KQED.
Live from KQED News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. On top of the current heat and smoke, this holiday weekend has brought the possibility of both rolling blackouts caused by energy shortages and public safety power shutoffs. So aging power lines that are too dangerous to operate in high winds don't start more wildfires. To understand why we're in this predicament, I'm joined by Professor Severin Borenstein, a Berkeley economist who studies energy markets. He's also on the board of the California Independent System Operator, which manages the state's electrical grid. Hello.
Hello.
With so many different reasons for the lights to go out and the constant calls to conserve, even though this heat is very dangerous, what's going on? It feels like the grid is suddenly very fragile.
Well, the grid is probably not more fragile than it was 10 or 20 years ago, but we're operating in a different environment with more risk of starting fires, partially because the vegetation around the grid is more dried out, and partially because with climate change, we're getting higher heat and winds. It's not that we have taken less good care of the grid in the last few years. It's that the same problems that used to start small fires now are starting humongous fires that are killing people. So we need to adapt to that by taking better care of the grid to make sure that it doesn't start fires.
So that's the public safety power shutoffs. I'm also curious about the rolling blackouts. And it seems like we skated by yesterday because everybody turned off their lights and turned up their AC and their thermostats. Does conservation really make that much of a difference?
Conservation makes a huge difference on these super hot days. If you look at the difference between a mild summer day in California and one of these real scorchers, we use about 60% more electricity on the scorchers. That is all cooling. It is mostly air conditioning, some refrigeration, but all of that extra demand is due to cooling. So particularly the people who have air conditioning, if you can reset your air conditioning just by a few degrees, that greatly cuts the amount of electricity it needs, and that helps reduce the demand. And it looks like we got through yesterday in large part because people did respond to those calls for conservation and reduced. And this does not mean shutting off your cooling or being unhealthy. It just means changing it a couple of degrees in order to reduce your electricity usage.
Are there any solutions in the pipeline, or is it going to be like this every fall from now on?
There are two different issues here. One is the overall shortage of electricity, and the solution is better planning, and that is completely possible. I suspect this will become a rarity. It is worth noting that the system is planned for a once-in-10-year shortage, and the last time we had a shortage was 20 years ago. So we could spend more money and have an even lower chance of a shortage. On the public safety power shutoffs, if the weather doesn't get a lot worse, we are going to have shorter and smaller power shutoffs. And the reason is the utilities are getting better at figuring out exactly which lines they have to shut off. So we're going to have public safety power shutoffs this year, and I suspect for a few years, but I think that people won't find them as widespread or as onerous as we did last fall when they lasted for days and affected millions of people.
Okay, Professor Severin Borenstein of the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.